Saudi Arabia calls for the destruction of churches. The government knocks down a church in Indonesia, and ministry teams already have tour plans ready for summer. We'll tell you how you can help on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Earlier this month, a news report surfaced out of Saudi Arabia that raised the red flag for Christians. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, this is the top Islamic official in the country of Saudi Arabia, has declared that it is, quote, necessary to destroy all the churches of the region.
Nettleton says Kuwaiti businessmen were clarifying a point of Sharia with the Grand Mufti. The statement is raising a lot of red flags.
There are no churches in Saudi Arabia. There are no church buildings that are allowed to exist there. So he clearly wasn't talking only for his own country. He was trying to export this ideology to the surrounding countries.
For the most part, says Nettleton, the Mufti statement will be buried. Ask God to continue to intervene.
Regardless of what this Grand Mufti would tell you, there are Saudi Christians. They take great risk to follow Jesus Christ. So we can also pray that Muslims will come to know Christ. One of the things that's happening not only in Saudi Arabia but across the Middle East is Muslims encountering Christ through dreams and visions and other ways, supernatural ways.
Meanwhile, a massive fire in Thailand kills 42 and ravages the homes of 2,400 refugees from Burma. There's something fishy about how the fire started, though.
There's some type of propellant there, so which would suggest that it was started by arson.
Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says eyewitnesses report
a low-flying helicopter came over the refugee camp and something burning was dropped from the helicopter.
Most of the fire survivors are women, children, and the elderly. Pray for their healing and ask the Lord to keep them safe.
In the past, there have been accounts of the Burmese army coming over the border and actually attacking the refugee camps with the women and children in them. They're suspicious that this also was a Burma army attack.
VBB partners on the ground are assessing the needs and bringing aid into the survivors tomorrow. There is a link at missionnetworknews.org where you can support their efforts. This is Mission Network News. Believers are seeing their progress come tumbling down in Indonesia. Open Doors USA says protests by local Muslims led to the recent destruction of a church. After going through all the legal requirements, Christians started building the church in January. Muslims complained and the government showed up with a backhoe. It's the latest setback for believers trying to keep a toehold in the world's largest Muslim nation. Pray their faith in Jesus would stay strong. Elsewhere, an Iranian-American pastor trapped in Iran is finally getting support from the U.S. government. After weeks of pressure, Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for the release of U.S. citizen Saeed Abedini. He's been beaten and abused for nearly 6 months in Iran's notorious Tehran prison. Abedini is currently facing an 8-year sentence on charges related to his belief in Christ. Pray Pastor Abedini will be released and taken safely home to his family. And for more than 20 years, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has been going into Native American reservations and sharing the gospel. Their ministry, On Eagle's Wings, uses unique teaching tools to minister to Native Americans and First Nation people every summer. Ron Hutchcraft says,
we will be having what we believe will be the largest Warrior Leadership Summit conference ever.
The conference will lead attendees in different seminars and activities related to ministering to Native Americans.
We believe that there will be young people from as many as 100 nations, Indian nations, across North America, who will be converging on a conference center where we will present Christ in a native package.
From the conference, a team of young people representing 35 tribes will travel to 10 different reservations this summer and share Christ. Pray that God will give the team the right words to say to reach the reservations with the good news of Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources. Well, how about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.